Yeah, welcome to another episode of Mrs. Z and Fifth with your host, Zach Kearson, the Fifth General. What up, man?
Hey, what's good? What's good? Good to be here. Good to be here. Yeah.
What's going on, man? So, you had an interesting... I'm going to go get a hoodie. You had an interesting topic and introduce us to this topic, and I'll be right back, all right?
All right. Yes. So our topic today, that we're going to discuss on Mrs. Z and Fifth Show is, should you date your friend's ex? Should you date your friend's ex? Should you date your friend's ex, or should you marry your friend? I know people that marry their friend's ex. So that's the topic. Leave a comment. If you want to leave a comment, we'd really appreciate it if you leave a comment. And that's the topic for the day. Should you date your friend's ex? And we're going to discuss and we're going to just elaborate on it and just talk about it and elaborate on it. And I don't think you should. I don't think you should. And I know a reason why I don't think you should, but and then we're going to get into it though. And that's the topic for the day. Those who are coming in for the first time, should you date your friend's ex? I know some people that even married their friend's ex. In the name of the Lord. But yeah. So that's the topic today. And that's what we're going to discuss today. And those who are coming in for the first time, we thank you. Those who been riding with us, thank you once again. We're coming to you with another topic and an interesting topic. Good topic to talk about. Should you date your friend's ex? What do you think? Leave a comment. What do you think? We really appreciate it. If you leave a comment, really appreciate it. If you leave a comment and check us out. Yeah. Subscribe to our channel. Leave a comment. Coming in for the first time, smash that like button as well. Yeah. So that's the topic today. Should you date your friend's ex?
I'm going to tell you something. That's a rough one.
It's a rough one. And I think that when you do that, you kind of interrupt your relationship you had with that, your friend.
Yeah, good.
Because especially if you all broke up right away, and all of a sudden now in 2 months or 3 months, you started dating your friend's ex, and then your friend, and then you tell your friend, like I heard some people say, I know I'm talking from experience that I hear some people say, I never did it before, but, oh, well, y'all broke up. I thought it was okay to date, this is, for example, his name is Jim. I thought it was okay to date Jim, but y'all broke up. This is a girl talking now. I thought it was okay to date Jim. I know y'all broke up 3 months ago or 2 months ago, but I thought it was okay to date Jim. So wait a minute. So all this time when I was with Jim, this is the girl talking now.
Come on now.
You had your eye on Jim.
Yep. That's exactly where that was. Look. I just wanted to do that because you're hitting on some real stuff here. Go ahead.
Yeah. All this time you had your eye on Jim. All this time you had your eyes on your friend's ex. All this time. So after 3 months, you're automatically going to go out or date the ex. I mean, your friend's ex. Mm-hmm. And the question is, why? Because you broke up. Because simply the excuses, because y'all broke up. Y'all no longer together. You know, that kind of puts a damper in the relationship, but yet the relationship is not going to be the same anymore. I know, I've heard of it. And I've actually know people that actually did that very thing. Best friend. They were good friends. Two dudes. I'm not going to mention their names, but two dudes are good friends. Very good friends. And what it is that this woman for a very long time. At least 7 years. 7, 8 years. And they're supposed to be boys. But his boy wind up dating his ex. And he knew his ex for 8 years. And that put a damper in the relationship because it's like, oh, you're dating so-and-so. Why are you dating her for? We were boys, but you all of a sudden now you had your eye on her this whole time? You're dating her now? Oh, there's other women out there. So this is the surprise you had to tell me? This is the girl you had to tell me? This is the one you didn't want to tell me you were dating right away. Because all this time you was dating my ex.
Wow.
And his excuse is, well, y'all broke up. That's not the point. The point is, we're supposed to be boys. We're supposed to be like brothers. We're supposed to be boys. Why are you dating my ex? Why? Why are you dating my ex? And some people, they don't have problems with it because, it goes back to y'all broke up. And I figured, and I know a woman in real life that don't have a problem with it. He said, listen, y'all broke up. So I figured she actually married her girlfriend's ex. She married the dude. And then she scratched her head and wondering why her friend don't call her no more. Her friend don't reach out to her like that no more. Her friend don't hang with her like that no more. It's certain territories that you just don't, especially with a friendship, certain territories that you just don't cross. And that's one of them. There's certain territories that you want to stay away from. There's other, why date in the circle? Why date in the circle? There's other people out there. There's other people out there, especially online. Other people out there that's longer than, you could date anybody else. Million people on the planet. Could date anybody else. Why you had to deal with the ex?
I'm going to play a clip before I go. And then I'm going to hand the mic back to you. And then we'll comment on the clip, okay?
Okay.
It's time for the simple truth. Here's an email we received from Erica in Edmond, Oklahoma. A guy started messaging me online and we can't stop chatting and flirting. When I search his Facebook, I see that he's my friend's ex. They broke up last year and my friend has a new BF. Is it okay to date him? P.S. There's a P.S. here. I'm not that close with said friend, but we've known each other since high school.
That P.S. was a bunch of self-justification. Yeah. She's like, this is all the reasons why I can date him. She really wants to.
She's looking for validation, definitely. With
of course
that,
she
with
is.
That, she be able to do that.
And ask us if it's okay?
No.
Wow.
They're not even really friends.
You know what? To be honest with you, I kind of think that that's not a bad idea.
It's not a
that
bad idea.
Be like, look, you know, your ex, do you still have any feelings to kind of clear the air? And then I don't think that's a bad idea.
Because I still have feelings for the guy. We've been talking too.
Then she knows.
And yeah, also, you went to her first. And I think she would like that respect.
I feel like it's a haunted mansion unless you say something. Because it kind of creeps on her. Uh-huh. If she really likes this guy, and now she's going to go, I can't be with this guy because my friend, who knows? She may call her friend and her friend's like, go for it.
Right.
Her match. I'm moved on.
And that's another thing too. Like, what if they're like a match made in heaven? Like, just because the relationship didn't work out with her not so close friend. Why shouldn't she?
I did a PS. Didn't I? Right. Yeah. Right. They not close no more.
Stop it. Because let me ask you this.
Would you date someone that dated one of your friends? Aha! Uh-huh. Exactly. Because you know better. Exactly.
Look how quiet she got when I got asked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look how quiet she got when I got asked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm gonna play the rest.
You can play that game, Vivica.
Exactly.
You can play that game, Vivica. Well, if she called and asked, I would think about it. I would appreciate the call, though.
No, to be very honest with you.
Because to be honest with you, I hate surprises.
No, but
so if I was to like see them, because you know in the day now, mm-hmm. social media and things like
Picture,
that, if I was to see it later, I would be pissed.
No,
but if she called and say, hey, check it out. Remember homeboy from back in the day? You know,
about you wanting to date homeboy from back in the day. Would you call a friend and say, hey, so I know that you dated him. I'm kind of talking to him. Are you okay with that? Would you do that? I don't think you would do that.
Of course I would. I would say, hey, this is what's going on. Now, if she gets crazy and I like him better, see, already, see, it's already a problem. See,
that's my approach. I'm just,
but I would give her a call and be like, girl, we need to chat, okay? We want to say thanks again to Coach Mike, and don't forget him.
Ladies and gentlemen,
well.
Forget what the heck they was talking about. It is never.
Well, they will say Vivica.
I think we got to delay Zacchaeus.
Okay.
I think we got to delay. Let me get this out before you go again. Okay. It is never a good idea to date someone's ex. It's just not. It's just not. It causes too much pain, grief, suffering. And especially in the example that you used, Zacchaeus, earlier when you said there was a couple in a 7-year relationship, that's very long. And you notice Vivica, first of all, I think Vivica was cat. But then she also, in a vindictive way, said if she asked about somebody's ex and homegirls start tripping, and if she liked the dude better, and although she got silent, that was her way of saying she'll choose the guy over that friend.
Mm.
Did you read between the lines on that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's another example why it's never too good. You also said, why date women within the circle? Well, you know, a lot of this happens all the time in Hollywood. In real life, but they're definitely in Hollywood because we publicly see it. We don't see behind closed doors with people, but we see this all the time. We see it with the Lori Harvey situation. This actor, they might not have been best friends, but they were probably cool. So then it's like, okay, well it's my turn now. I want her. Them two not going to be as tight as they was or potentially could be. So a lot of times that happens too, where a woman will jump from another guy, not thinking about she interrupted the process between those two being friends. And then men will do it too. You know what I'm saying? You know, now these two can't even, they were probably thinking about being cool, but they can't. I saw a reality show that I watch that I like very much, surprisingly, on Netflix. It's called Love is Blind.
Oh.
And these two contestants got on the show and they recognize each other's voice, the male and the female. Now, the whole thing of Love is Blind is they're in cubicles, double-sided mirrors, so they can't see who's on the other side, but they can talk to them.
Yeah.
So she was like, is that you? And then he was like, wait a minute, what you doing here? Oh, well, I auditioned for the show, so they casted me, but he's trying to get to know another woman. That girl met the girl that the guy, which is her ex, was trying to connect with. And here these two girls were talking to each other, becoming real acquainted with each other, right? And then come to find out, she She was like, yo, he told me that he was, that you're his ex. So now the potential friendship between these two, it was dead completely. And here they were, although it's a reality show, I get it. As two girls, they were supporting each other. And come to find out, it was the same guy, because the other girl, the ex, kept pressing and talking about the guy. Oh, you should pick him. He's a good guy. I have no problem if you guys got married. I had no problem. But then, you know, the girl had so much of an issue with it that she left the show and didn't want to be on the show no more.
Wow.
And then when they did the reunion show, they asked the two girls, hey, could y'all two be like, can y'all two get past this and be friends again? She was like, I don't think so. So there that go.
Wow. It was a messy, confusing situation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Messy, confusing situation. I know some, you think that's crazy? That story is crazy? I know a woman right now, as I speak, sit here, that married her girlfriend's ex, her friend's ex.
Yeah.
And crazy. Married her girlfriend's ex, and she wants to know why. I mentioned it earlier. She wants to know why the relationship is not the same between her and her friend. And she's confused because she said they broke up. I thought that God put us together. I thought that it was just it just felt right with him. But yeah, but why she's mad at me? Why she's not talking to me so much? Y'all broke up. And that's the only thing she's running with. But my thing is this. I believe, and I'm sure Fifth, you believe too, that she had his eyes on him for a long time.
I mean, in the example that you used,
it could have been possible.
In the example that you used, it's possible. Yeah, yeah.
Could have been possible, or he had his eyes on her for a while. Could have been possible too. Could have been possible too. It's just that it's just not a good mix because, yes, they're Christian born again believers, but God is not the author of confusion. And it's a reason why your friend is not so close to you. When you go dip into that territory, let's say, for example, a good friend of yours, either it happens, your boys, even what happens with boys too. Not with women, but it happens with boys too. And it's just a different vibe, different feel. It's almost like, I guess it was different because I know a guy that was friends with this other. I'm not even mentioning their names. I know their names. I'm never mentioning their names. I just give them scenarios and I just know the storyline. And all of a sudden now, he ain't close to his boy no more because he's mad at his boy because his boy, for the longest time, we kept on giving. I guess he should have kept his eye on that because you see that thing called compliments? Oh, your girl look good. Oh, that's you. I know that's you. But then, he's grabbing his hand and shaking his hand. I'm just giving you a nice compliment. Your shorty look good, man. I'm just saying. Your shorty look good. Yeah, she look good. That's you, man. Yeah, she's beautiful. She's good. All those compliments. I guess he should have paid attention to it. Said, why are you extra complimenting my lady all this time? And that really happened. Extra compliments. And I guess you don't think nothing of it. That's your boy that you knew for a little while. But it really did happen. He really had an affair with, when he broke up with the girl, automatically, dude, His friend had an affair with his ex, and they started going out with each other. He's a little upset about it, been out of shape, because it's either gonna take it either way. You're either gonna get really upset about it, or you're not gonna take it so serious. You're not gonna take it so serious, but or you might just take it serious because remember, when you break up with somebody, you still have that emotional attachment. Depending on how long the relationship was, depending on how the relationship, you still have that emotional attachment, especially if you had kids with that person. And then you break up, then your friend is dating that person. You still kind of have an emotional attachment to that person, especially if you fell in love with that person and your best and your so-called friend is dating that their ex. It's always a territory that you don't cross that territory. And Vivica Fox, surprises, she said that, what if you were meant to be? My response to that is that Vivica, I know that was a little old video, but Vivica, it's just a territory that you don't cross, Vivica, and it's God is not the author of confusion, and this just brings confusion to the whole thing, because if it was meant to be, why is your friend so upset? Why is your friend so like, I ain't feeling you. You're dating my ex. I ain't feeling you. You sleeping with my ex. It's like going up with somebody's, you know, I don't want to say the word sloppy seconds, but if it was a toxic relationship, maybe it would be that. And you know that your friend, especially if you know that your friend had a toxic relationship with that person, and all of a sudden you're dating, I got to look at you sideways. I'm sorry, but I got to look at you sideways, especially if your friend was in a toxic relationship with that person and you're dating the ex that you just got out of that abusive, crazy relationship, and all of a sudden now your friend's dating that ex, something is wrong somewhere. Something is wrong.
Yeah. Then I guess that person wasn't that bad then. I mean, you know, it's one of those situations, but I want you to stay right there when you said, especially when you got kids with someone, right?
Yeah.
I'm off cam for a second because I'm trying to fix something.
Okay.
Before I need to be on camera to say this. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get back on. You remember B2K, the group?
Yes, I remember B2K. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Omarion.
Yep.
Once upon a time, was dating a woman by the name of April Jones.
Yes. Yes.
Omarion and April Jones had children. Well, one child.
Yeah.
You remember Lil Fizz?
I remember Lil Fizz. Light-skinned dude with the long hair. Yeah, I remember him. Yeah. B2K. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what Lil Fizz did after Omarion?
Dated her?
Yes, he did.
I beg your pardon.
And I don't understand Lil Fizz because, and I know that story. I don't understand Lil Fizz because Omarion is supposed to be your road dog, your boy, the person that you basically made it with in R&B. You basically made it with him
to some degree.
We all have that bond together.
Yeah.
And so I questioned Lil Fizz, and I said to myself, I wonder if Lil Fizz had his eyes on her for a long time.
It's possible.
Omarion's girl. Yeah. It could have happened, but my thing is this. And he wants to know why the relationship is a little different between him and Omarion.
Well, because we see it publicly because every time they try to do a reunion, there's always friction.
Right. You know what, too? And then Omarion had kids with her.
Yeah.
So how does that look? I would feel a way if first of all, me personally, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't date my friend's ex, especially knowing that
child.
You got kids with you had a family with this person. You had a family with this woman. So why would I, out of all the women in the world, why would I choose your ex? You have a bond with this woman. Although y'all broke up, you're Marion and this woman, they broke up. They're not no longer together. They have kids together. It's still a bond. It's still an emotional attachment. They still have feelings for each other because why? It's a kid's attachment. So it's still an emotional bond they have with each other. So I kind of looked at little Fizz a little sideways because I'm like, you know, Mario had a family with this woman. Doesn't matter if they broke up. Okay, they broke up. But why would you go there? Why would you go there? Because Omarion, like I said before, had children with this woman, had a life with this woman. Basically, they have a family together. Him and the woman have the woman has a family together. So all of a sudden now, little Fizz is, you're dating her?
Yeah. I mean, that's over. But what I'm saying is,
it's over.
That's right. That relationship is over. They're not still together. But the point I'm making is that he did what you mentioned about a good maybe 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And that's why I said stay right there, because that's the example that you want to stay away from. And that's the thing that, yes, it has happened. But it drove a forever wedge between them two. Them two will never be the same. They've had fights, everything. They've had fights and everything. They apologize, but they'll never be what they was before that woman came into the picture.
Right.
Now we could say all we want. Oh, well, that woman knew. Why would she get with him and then get with the friend?
She knew too.
She knew, but let me just say this. The accountability is going to be held on the friend first, because if you're my boy, I don't care what she did to come on to me. My loyalty first is to my boy.
Right.
I can't see myself doing that. I don't want that to happen to me. And if that did happen to me, me and son wouldn't be, hey man, you want to see yours now? And hey man, y'all have a nice life over there, because we couldn't be close no more.
Right. It's a different kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about it. You're Marion. You on stage, singing, whatever songs y'all got together.
Right.
Meanwhile, in your mind, you're like, yo, this man was in a relationship years ago with my baby moms. What does that do to you mentally, man?
It messes you up. It makes you want to look at him sideways, like, you're dating my baby moms.
Yeah. It's better if you don't see the guy again, but if y'all on tour together, how do you do that?
Exactly. How do you and then you're around his, and then you're around his kids. So how do you have the urge to date somebody that you have? To me, that's icky. That's like, ugh. Why would I date or be involved with my friend that had a family with? You have a family with this your ex. Why would I date my friend's ex? And you have a family with her. Why? It's just too many people in the world for me to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, when he did that, I'm like, oh man. It's not really.
Well, it was ugly, because that whole thing was on Love and Hip Hop, man. Some years ago. That whole situation. Now, April's with Tay Diggs now, but that whole situation was on display And that got brought up several times on that show years ago. Like, yo, how you get with your now hurt people, you know, get a little beside themselves and be like, well, we wasn't really homeboys anyway, but we was just an R&B group together. See, you have that thing can be said, right? It's still jacked up. To some degree, y'all were friends. I don't want to hear that. Y'all wasn't. No. At some point, y'all built a friendship. Go ahead, Zacchaeus. No, go ahead. You got a point.
Y'all toured together?
Yeah.
They toured together?
Yeah.
I'm sure they rehearsals galore.
Yeah.
When you do rehearsals, you have to have a chemistry. Mm-hmm. So you automatically, that's a bond right there. When you do rehearsals, because they don't only sing, they dance when they sing.
Their
rehearsals were probably lengthy. Took all week long doing rehearsals, practicing the songs and having their steps and their crowd choreography. All of that takes time. So of course you're gonna build a relationship with the group because it's people notice chemistry in musical groups. Mm-hmm. Back then it was R&B groups back then. There's no R&B groups right now.
No.
Back then it was R&B groups, 90s, 80s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 60s, going back to the 60s, 50s. You get my drift. All R&B mm-hmm. groups. So you have to have a camaraderie, a chemistry. And when you're spending more time with the group than you are with your own family. Because just practices, rehearsals, all that stuff. So y'all are basically almost like brothers. And you're gonna do that. And I thought the little fizz, I thought that was fire. I said, man, that's a territory that you just don't pass, man. And it's just something that you just don't do, you know? And it's just icky. To me, it's icky because it's like that's your ex and you had a baby with her, two babies with her. Now you made love to her already. Now I'm gonna make love to her. Ugh. You know, it's just it's like no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Nah, it's way out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? It's It's way out of pocket because, you know, how do you bounce back from that? You know what I'm saying?
How do you do? Yeah.
And, you know, that's something that you kind of rest with. You know, that's in your head. They got a child together. So you're looking at your boy's child every time you see this woman. She probably at some point was calling you. It's even worse. It's even worse, right? Let's go further. And we talking about women because we're men, we date women, okay? But overall, ladies, if you're listening to this, you could equate this between guys. So I'm very close to my homeboy, right? Give an example. The kids are calling me uncle. Y'all separate, y'all get a divorce, whatever it is. Now, Uncle Fifth, I'm gonna say my real name right now. Uncle Fifth is having a relationship with so-and-so's ex-wife, and the kids was calling me Uncle Fifth. I married her, and now I'm the stepfather.
Right. That's icky. Nasty. It's like, ugh. No.
And that's never good. You know what I'm saying? Now, the thing is, one would say, well, what if it was a widowed situation? I'm going to ask you that. What if it's a widowed situation, man? What's your opinion then?
I've heard of people marrying when they're when the person passed away, or when the person passed away, I heard their name married. I literally married.
Yeah.
Like perfect example. Mm-hmm. Perfect example. I'm digging into music now again.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Cooke and Bobby Womack. Sam Cooke was murdered, right?
Yes, he was.
Bobby Womack. You know Bobby Womack. Oh, you're young.
No, I know Bobby Womack.
Okay, Bobby Womack.
Absolutely.
Bobby Womack married. Bobby Womack married Sam Cooke's wife when Sam Cooke passed away. And Sam Cooke and Bobby Womack were friends.
I didn't know that.
He actually married Sam Cooke's wife.
Wow.
Yeah. He married Sam Cooke's wife. And I thought in my mind, I thought that was like, why? I mean,
we can go further than that to help your point. Stay right there.
Yeah.
Frederick Douglass's first wife. Because everybody likes to talk about Frederick's second wife, who was white.
Yeah.
But according to what was said, when Frederick Douglass's first wife was dying, that she told the woman, "Hey, he'll be better off with you next."
What?
That's how they're saying Frederick Douglass got with the second wife, because the first wife, while she was dying, told Frederick, gave the blessing.
What?
Because that was her friend before she passed away. Yeah.
Now you can actually be with her now.
That's what's been said.
Wow.
Whether I believe that or not, that's what's been said.
Wow.
Because for years, the knock on him was that. How you a black activist with all of that you've been through? Freed slave, all of that.
Yeah.
Right? And then you get with a white woman. Think about it at that time, right?
Yeah, at that time.
So close to slavery.
Yes.
But they're trying to say that his first wife, who was a black woman, said, gave the blessing to that white woman and gave the blessing to Frederick and said, "When I'm gone, marry that one. Take care of him."
Wow. Wow.
Now, what's saying you? Speaking on Bobby Womack and Sam Cooke situation and Frederick Douglass situation, tie them together if you can.
Well,
because now we're talking about one situation was he went and did it. The second situation is giving the blessing. So address that.
Well, the thing is that Sam Cooke, when he passed away, well, got murdered when he was murdered.
Yes.
He did not give Bobby Womack any blessing to to get with his wife. If Sam Cooke broke up with his wife, well, divorced from his wife, and Bobby Womack would have dated his wife, Sam Cooke would have been angry with him. Sam Cooke would have been upset. Like, what's up? Why are you dating my ex? I know he would have. Mm. I know. He would have been upset. I'm sure he wouldn't have. They're coming from the old school. They wouldn't have been happy with that. Frederick Douglass, now, on the other hand, I don't know if it's a rumor, but his wife told him to go get with his, giving the blessing to go get with that woman, and
yeah, that sounds insane.
That sounds a little bit off, but I think that Frederick Douglass dated that woman on his own terms. I don't think he got that from his wife.
That's what I always believed.
Because the thing is this, black people couldn't date or marry white people. This is the 1800s.
Uh-huh.
For crying out loud, the Lovitz was in the 60s and they had problems with it. Whoever know the Lovitz story?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They did that movie Virginia, based
that
off
was
of
a
it.
Problem. Yeah. Black people could not marry white people. So I highly, highly doubt.
Well, their marriage, Frederick Douglass' marriage to that wife was not recognized. So by law, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, by law, no.
That marriage was not recognized, no.
So it was on the low. It was on the low then, because ain't no one in the world in the late 1800s, there would allow that black man to walk around with a white woman walking like their husband and wife in the 1800s, mid to late 1800s, after the Civil War or whatever, you know.
Well, keep in mind, Frederick.
1870s, 1880s. That wouldn't have happened.
Frederick Douglass was very old. He probably lost his mind by then, respectfully.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind, too, you know?
Yeah, he was old. He was old. Yeah. He was up there in age.
He was very old by that time.
Yeah, he's up there in age. And probably most likely wanted companionship. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I highly doubt his wife is that was on her dying bed say, go marry that woman. No black man or woman would have thought about running around with a white person back then. Even if they thought about it or think they thought about it, but they wouldn't do it. Yeah, they wouldn't do it because it's trouble. Trouble. Hey, the Klan ruled everything back then in America. It was trouble. The government was the Klan. Well, I'm going off topic. I don't want to go off topic. But anyway, but that's for another topic. But and that's what it is. So dating somebody else, dating your ex is always been a taboo for me. It's always been like don't step in that territory because you want to keep a good relationship with your boy if you value the relationship. Or this goes for women, this goes for men. If you value the relationship, you wouldn't do it. If you value the relationship, you don't want nothing to change the relationship, you wouldn't do it. Some people don't care about the relationship they have. They want what some people are self-centered. They want what they want. And if they want your ex, they'll date your ex. They won't think about how you feel and they'll just let you know. But they won't care about your feelings or your relationship with them. They have some people like that. They just do what they
I want to tell you this. Well, not tell you like you don't know, but kind of bring this up and then we're going to close the show.
Yeah.
There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about your brother's widow. That if your brother dies, that you take in the wife and the children that he had with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that was said for sex. I think that was more of looking out for that family in terms of provision and protection.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes, provision making sure that she, protection.
Yeah, making sure that your nephews and nieces and your brother's wife is not out there just in, you know, limbo. Especially back then in those days, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, women's laws, you know, they didn't have it like that. They didn't have it like that here like they had it back then. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so that's what I got from the scripture, believe. If somebody wants to correct me, they can correct me. But I don't think that meant take her as your wife and then you done did all that. Now you smashing her. No, I don't think it's that.
Yes, I think it's more for protection, looking out for, you know?
Looking out for the family from an unfortunate death. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think it's that. But, you know, I saw a movie. Well, I didn't see a movie. I saw the clip of a movie. There's a movie called Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Spawn is going to connect with this too. There's a movie called Brothers.
Yeah.
Man, let's see if I can get the... Okay. So, the brother they thought died in the war. Right? So mm-hmm. then, he gets with the man's wife. The guy comes back. He's not dead. They thought he was dead. He was presumed to be dead.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
And now he's come back home to his family. His PTSD is out of this world.
Mm.
The kid gets mad at him at the table and says, I wish you would have stayed dead.
Wow.
And then she goes, Uncle so-and-so is having sex with mommy.
What?
At the dinner table. Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Matter of fact, let me see if I can get.
What?
Let me see if I can get that. Yo, it's crazy, yo. Let me see if I could play it, man. Here we go.
Isabel,
why'd you say that? Mom,
rather sleep with
Uncle Tommy than you. Isabel, why'd you say that? Mom, enough.
That silence. Yeah.
That silence, man.
Yeah, he said, Mommy having sex with Daddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mommy having sex with uncle.
The little girl said, you want me to play it again?
Let me play it again. Hold on. Mom rather sleep with Uncle Tommy than you.
Isabel, why would you say that?
Mom, enough.
Mommy having sex with that. Mommy having sex with
Uncle Tommy.
Uncle Tommy. Oh man. Woo.
Now I'm laughing, but that's really jacked up, man.
Yeah.
You want to talk about hurting a man's soul? And then in the movie Spawn, for those who've seen Spawn, and shout outs, I love, that's one of my favorite comic book characters. Spawn, aka Al Simmons. He dies, right? Mm-hmm. Now we all know he got brought back to life, he got resurrected, but he dies, and his best friend marries his wife.
Wow.
And the daughter starts calling him dad.
Oh.
Hey, man. Wow. I'm going to let you close the show. I don't have a final thought. I'm going to let you close it out, man.
You could
give your opinion on those clips. Like I said, they're movies, but this stuff happens in real life, too.
Okay.
And I'll let you go. Take as long as you want, man. I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to start off with Vivica Fox. That clip. And I don't believe that maybe you're meant to be statement. I don't believe that because it's so much confusion, so much mix up when it comes to dating your ex or being with your ex. You're not meant to be if it's going to cause pain and confusion, and now you sever the relationship between you and your good friend because all of a sudden you decide to date his ex or her, you know, her, date her, date the ex. It never pans out right between you and that, and you and your so-called, you and your boy or you and your girl. It never works out that way. And, I remember that with Pfizer, Lil Fizz and Omarion. Hey, listen. That's in the past. That happened a while ago, but I thought it was pretty fast. The man has a family with the woman. Don't date nobody. And you're good friends with that person. Don't date their ex if you're good friends with that person. Don't date the ex of your good friend, cause your relationship is never the same. If you value the relationship and you value the friendship, keep it that way. But when you cross the territory of dating the ex and want to be with the ex and messing with the, it's never, your relationship is never the same. Is you brought it to another, you brought it to another dimension. It's never the same. So my advice is, if you value it, don't do it. That's my final thought. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, man, let them know where they can reach you, man.
Hey, you can reach me on Zacchaeus Music on Instagram, Wayne Backus Gospel on Instagram. Also, you can reach me on Wayne Backus 167 on Facebook. Also on TikTok, Wayne Backus Gospel on TikTok. Holla at me. Peace.
All right. Y'all can get at me at the Fifth General, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All right. All right, y'all. We're going to get up out of here, man. This was another good episode of Mrs. Ian Fifth. All right, we'll see you next time. Peace.